So it's a gorgeous morning down here at Lane's Flat. Beautiful sunshine, calm. And with me is actually a gentleman that we've had a lot to chat to on the former N2PP expressway, which is Darren Utting. So, Darren, nice to see you again.
Yeah, it's great to be back talking to you and your radio listeners there, Corin.
So you're doing the same sort of job you're doing for N2PP?
Yeah, reasonably similar. Bit more of a focus on environmental matters of my work that compared to the N2PP project, which was probably a little bit more community focused for me up there. But here, massive environmental challenges on this project with the terrain and the streams and the proximity to the shallow inland harbours and things here. So that's been a really enjoyable part of the challenge of this project. Yeah.
Although the community still is part of your role, because you had a community planting day on Sunday.
We did, and that's it was a really great thing for me personally and for the project, because it did mix that community aspect of the project with the environmental side of what we're doing here at Transmission Gully.
And did you have a good turnout of people coming in?
Yeah, we did. We had about 50 volunteers to plant our first bit of landscape and mitigation planting down here, and talking to some of the Friends of the Harbour group to get 50 for a planting day was, he was saying, it was a really, really good turnout. So we were really encouraged by that, and it was a really perfect number for the planting area that we have here.
And of course, you seem to have done a reasonably good job. We're standing right on the edge of it. We'll take a couple of photographs and put that on our Facebook page. But you managed to get a few plants in the ground?
We did. We got 1,000 plants planted over 2 hours or so. And so everybody got a good go at that, and we had a big range of people here, and we were fertilising and planting, and as you can see, they're all here, and our planting subcontractor approved the work, so we might get everybody back again to do a bit more, because by all accounts they did a good job.
So you're only planting natives?
Pretty much only natives, yeah, in this area. And as I was saying before, there's some willows and things that will be taken out later on next planting season. But in this area, yeah, it's really all native plantings around the streams that we're mostly planting here over the weekend.
So why is there such an emphasis on planting extra plants? Why do we need that?
Yeah, so right here where we are at the Paratunui stream at Lane's Flat, we're just really a few metres away from Paratunui Inlet, which is a very shallow inland waterway. And really that over the last, really since sort of colonial times, that has been just sort of silting up, incrementally over time. And that's been a natural thing, but also with the clearing of all the vegetation for farming, forestry practices, the residential and the land development, over the last 100 years or so, that process has been accelerated. So, big aspect of the consenting process for getting the Transmission Gully motorway approved was its effect on that harbour. And so, there's some effect during construction period, but then the plants that we plant, and there'll be up to 2 million or so of them planted around the waterways, and they really act to filter that runoff and create habitat in streams. And over time, actually improve the water quality in the Paratunui Inlet and the Onapoto arm as well of the Porirua Harbour. So, actually, both the effects of the project are offset, but then after the roads open in about 10 years, the harbour will actually be better off than if the motorway wasn't here at all. So, it's really important.
Fantastic. Well, there you go. That was something I didn't realise. So, there you go. If you see a whole lot of people out planting plants around the expressway and Transmission Gully, you know why they're doing it now. So, thank you very much for that, Darren. And I guess it's basically now into the summer season of all of the roadworks. And so, there won't be much more planting done this season, will there?
No, that's right. So, yeah, it's not really planting season now, but we're in a sort of pretty swampy area, so we could get a little bit in. But, yeah, really, it's all... It's all guns blazing on the earthworks over the summer, and then we'll be back in sort of May or so next year and starting to get some more of those 2 million plants in the ground. Yeah,
fantastic. Thank you very much. That's Darren Utting on the Transmission Gully project, and I'm Crispy out and about in this beautiful sunshine at Pauatahanui for Beach FM 106.3.